It is time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us today from Vision Ministries, not Pastor Joy Hester, but Pastor Earl Harris in with us this morning. How are you, Pastor?
Good morning.
You got something nasty on your head that you might want to wipe that off.
It's called winners. Football season.
We won't count basketball. Well, we are glad to have you here, Pastor Earl, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share God's laid on your heart this morning.
Good morning, beautiful people of Toledo, Ohio, and around the world. I just want to say thank you to Yes FM for giving us the opportunity to come out and say we love the Lord, and that's truly what we are called to do. And I was listening to Pastor Joy all week, and she was stretching us really hard with the prayer of Jabez, made me open up that little pamphlet again and say how many different pamphlets came out about one prayer for a couple of verses in the Bible, and look how many people benefited from it. And I'm not as good looking or as Pastor Joy is, and the way that she looks at things, and she's the way that she's able to just stretch us and challenge us to do things. But I do like challenging people for change. And so this morning, I just want to talk a little bit about changing our minds. And if you go in to the book, I do believe it is Romans 12:2, says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And we kind of love getting stuck on that last part, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. But do we recognize what his will is for us in life? I know a lot of times I struggle with trying to understand what is my purpose in life, because as a pastor and multitasker, believe it or not, there's a man that has to multitask in this world. You kind of get caught up, and you can be good at some things, not so good at other things, and others you just get by. But when you do things in the name of the Lord, you tend to excel, to go beyond, to be one of those that stand out in whatever area it is. And so I want to challenge us. I want to challenge us as the body of Christ to always just do our best and then trust God to do the rest. I know it sounds corny, but that's my challenge for you for this summer. I want you to do your best at everything in this summer, where our children are graduating and starting life over again. And then we have first job people. Those are the funny ones. And then we have the people that are still not 100% sure in what they want to do in life. But all we have to do is trust God and then allow that renewing to happen. You know, I'm not conforming to the pattern of this world. Now, this world don't have too much to offer for us right now, especially those of us that are believers in the way that the world is trying to be divisive in the way that they go about doing things. But it's our unity, our love for one another, our desire to represent Christ in the best light possible that allows us to excel and to stand out. Jesus said that they would know him by the love we would have for one another. And I'm going to challenge you to have that love for one another and to always put your best foot effort, your best effort in being the best at whatever it is that you are doing for this season. And that is a good morning munch for me. I'm a little full right now.
No, that's a good word for us, Pastor. That's a good word. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Yes, I will. God, you are amazing in who you are, the things that it is that you're doing. Being a person, Lord God, that has experienced your grace and experienced your love, I just pray, Lord God, that around the world we will be able to do that. As we honor today those who have fallen, Lord God, in the service of this nation, I pray, Lord God, for those families that are feeling that right now. And I pray, Lord God, for those that we would have deployed and that's at risk and on the wall today. I pray, Lord God, for Yes FM and the great work that they do in moving the word, Lord God, around the world and the joy that we have in doing it. I just pray that you would just continue to be you and that your glory would shine in all of us. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Woo. Pastor Earl in with us from Vision Ministries. Pastor, tell us about Vision Ministries.
Okay, so we have two campuses. We have one in Waterville at the Waterville Community Center and the one everybody's familiar with that they call Vision Kitchen on South and Broadway. I am the South and Broadway campus pastor, and my wife and I have been doing that for the last couple of years, and it's been a challenge and a treat. We kind of specialize in reaching out to the lost and in the needy. Most people know us from Vision Kitchen, and lots and lots of good things happen down there through the people of God, and we just want to continue to do that work and move forward in what His call is for us.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate your time and appreciate you guys. And please tell Joy, we appreciate you guys being in with us all week long.
I appreciate you guys letting me come down.